Let's talk about the mycotoxin issue. Are we completely out of the game, or are there some ways to manage it?
Well, it's something we're not used to in this part of the Texas. We deal with mycotoxin issues on a regular basis for our growers in Central and South Texas. So we just need to have producers prepared and as they start their harvest to figure out what they have, working with their grain buyers, and if we see a problem, working with their crop insurance to ensure that they're meeting the guidelines they'll need there if they actually have a claim. So I guess kind of the 1, 2, 3 I would throw out there for producers is if you have started harvest and you're seeing a problem where your elevator or wherever you're delivering feedlot, whatever, that's saying the levels are too high and we're either going to beat some of the price, to get in touch with your insurance agent. Get in touch with, they'll get an adjuster with you and determine the plan for gathering adequate samples and determining what the actual quality of that corn is as they come around at the end of the season and be able to do any loss adjustment due to price discounts that the producers have. You've got to do this prior to finishing the harvest. It's really, you need to do it as the first load goes to the elevator if you suspect a problem. One way that can be done, and this is verified by RMA, adjuster can do a field sample evaluation and let you know what they find as they sample the field, or they can work with the point of delivery and collect cumulative samples of each field. That will become the sample of record that would determine what would be the settlement factor if there's any discounts on your corn. If they say they're going to reject or not take a field of corn, you certainly got to have your insurance adjuster and stuff in that field prior to doing any type of operation that would prevent it from being harvested and actually getting a yield off of the field. So the one thing first is if you suspect a problem, get in touch with your insurance agent. Second thing, be sure that proper samples are collected and that all of the paperwork and the I's and the I's get dotted and T's get crossed just to ensure that if there is a loss due to the quality from the fumonisin we're seeing this year, that the crop insurance will be positioned right and you'll have all of your paperwork ready and not have any issue in settling a claim.